Blog Talk Radio.
Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Juice.
Mommy, why are we going to the store?
Mom,
your child will have different needs at different stages of life, and that includes the car seat. See, car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You make sure his toys don't have any sharp edges. You taught her what to do when the smoke alarm goes off. You do so much to keep your child safe. But are you using the right car seat for your child? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. For information on the right seat for your child, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome to WAMR Atlanta Mix Radio. Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon. You are on the air with Karima Ali Bowen. We are grateful and very appreciative to opportunity to have on the line today on the show at Celeb Asian. This is a unique opportunity for everybody. I want everybody to kind of tune in. We have some fascinating people online today. We're going to be asking them a lot of questions, but we're listening to Sam Cooke. It's a long time coming. I thought this was very befitting for the show because this group has been around 30 years, you guys, and they have brought a complete scenario that people in our community don't even understand that's going on. The Asian community, the Asian Chamber of Commerce, the USTAACC Southeast Chapter is the largest procurement conference, had the largest procurement conference for Asian American businesses June 1st through the 3rd, right here in the ATL. They also have doing things that most chambers I know are not doing. They signed a unique MOU agreement with the Hong Kong Trade Development Council. I have on the line today with the president of the chamber, my beloved friend, and I've learned to love her and understand who she is more so than everything. And she's bringing on a few other people online here today as well. And we're going to take a moment and introduce our panels. We got about six or seven people on. And we want to thank Mira Ball, president of the Southeast Chapter. Welcome to the call. Thank you so much, and congratulations, Mir, and everybody.
Thank you, Karima. This is Neera, and thanks for that wonderful, kind introduction. And it's a pleasure to be on your show once again.
Okay, you got a roundtable of people with you on the show. Who you have with you today? You got, I think
Sandeep,
my friend
Gaba.
Kim is here. Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon.
Is
this Sandy?
Kim? Yes.
Hello. Hello, Karima. Hello, everyone.
Hello. All right. And who else do we have?
I think it's three of us, Karima, Sandeep, Rhea,
okay.
And myself.
Okay. And we want to just do a formal introduction. Tell everybody who you are and the two or three capes that you wear. As far as jobs are concerned.
So I can start, so then Rhea and Sandeep can follow. Basically, I am Neera Ball, and the one hat I wear is I'm an immigration attorney. I have my own law firm, Neera Ball & Associates, with offices in Atlanta, Savannah, and Nashville, Tennessee. And my second hat I wear is the president of the U.S. Pan-Asian American Chamber of Commerce Southeast Chapter. So this is my third year as the president, and I proudly was instrumental in bringing the National Procurement Conference to Atlanta for the first time in 30 years of the organization's existence. So that's who I am, and I will let someone else go ahead. Rhea, you want to go next?
Sure. So my name is Rhea Kim. I am an entertainment IP attorney with office in New York and Atlanta, Georgia. I'm a Southeast Chapter board member along with Neera. I am also a professional speaker and an MC, and I had the privilege of serving as the MC for the welcome reception at the Coca-Cola headquarters. And I also teach yoga, soon to start teaching yoga at the Coca-Cola headquarters. So that's who I am.
Okay, all right. And, sir, we have the gentleman on the line.
Good evening. This is Sandeep Gauba, and I am a past president of the U.S. PAC Southeast Chapter and currently serve in the role of a regional advisory board member for the U.S. PAC and also on the National Advisory Committee for the U.S. PAC. The other hat
right.
that I wear is... I'm in the consulting business. So I have two firms. One is Medisys Technologies, where we provide IT consulting and professional staffing services. The other firm that I have is MetaProcure, where we are in the business of saving plenty of dollars for our clients by leveraging good procurement practices. Back over to you, Karina.
All right. Welcome, you all. I really appreciate this opportunity. Atlanta appreciates this opportunity. Let's jump into the Ms. Kim, let's jump into the actual conference. It started off with something really different and central that I want everybody to know what you guys did to welcome the way we do it down here in the South. You welcomed all the dignitaries to the event on the 31st. What did you guys do on that particular day?
I think the first word that comes to mind is beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful and colorful. It was as if Atlanta had its own version of the UN with a hip twist. So we were just so fortunate to gather various consulates, Supreme Court justices, as well as the city council president himself, as well as so many other leaders in the community to join us from various corporations and supplier diversity leaders. And we just celebrated. We had a live jazz band. We had a rock band. We danced the night away, and it was really a gathering under the theme of global unity. And it was such a monumental moment because 31 years of U.S. Pan Asian American Chamber of Commerce being in its existence, it was the very first time ever that it's come to Atlanta. And Yira was absolutely instrumental in that. And it was just a night of celebration and sharing love and unity.
And for everyone else, I was not able to attend, and I had some medical problems. I'm going to be at your yoga class, so I already know what you're going to say.
You were there with us in spirit. We felt you. We felt you.
Well, we truly appreciate it. I kept bothering Ms. Neera, and she was kind enough to, you know, kind of let me down easy, kind of like stay in the hospital, Karina. We have this. Don't worry.
But I'm so glad things are better.
I appreciate it. But what I want to let everybody know is that the social media company, was it Dart Inc.? Is that it, Ms. Kim? Was the social media company, and I actually was able to attend the conference on Twitter. It was an awesome display of being able to look at the conference, and they had, you know, just wonderful exhibits of all the different things that were going on at the conference. So I was on there just in the hospital on Twitter, just watching the conference, literally from Twitter. They did a wonderful job. Awesome job. Awesome job.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, for those who were sick and shut in. So, yeah. So, Neera, please let folks know about the conference and the first day of the conference. How did that open up?
Okay, Sandeep, I would rather let Sandeep talk about the CPO forum since he was a facilitator for that forum. So let's begin with Sandeep starting up from CPO forum. I was actually part of the CPO forum brunch, CPOs. There was 20 CPOs, and Sandeep is going to talk more about those. So we had private brunch with them, and then as we got out at 12:30, Sandeep took over to facilitate the forum. Sandeep, go ahead, please.
Great, thank you. So, you know, one of the unique differentiators for U.S. Pan-Asian American Chamber of Commerce is that they organize a Chief Procurement Officers Forum, which is essentially a gathering of between, you know, 10 to 15 CPOs that come in a panel discussion, and they talk about different ways of how to engage in doing business with their corporations or government agencies, as the case may be. This was the sixth time that US PAC has been doing that. And a unique feature that we added to this event at this time was that there was a networking event for 1 hour that was added to the CPO forum. This event is one of the most well-received events, you know, by the various members, especially the minority business enterprises, you know, from all facets of the community, which are able to come into one-on-one contact with the CPOs and get a lot of their questions answered and potentially explore opportunities to be able to do business. as Neera mentioned, the morning part of the event starts with where the CPOs kind of get together, and discuss the key agenda items that they would be discussing. Then we have the CPO forum itself. And then the following day, the CPOs actually engage in a peer-to-peer discussion. So that, in a sense, is essentially what the CPO forum does. And like I shared with you, was very well received by all the members of US BAC and others who attended the conference.
Okay. All right. And before we get into Neera's part, I want to welcome the senator from the 35th District, Senator Donzella James. Senator James, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for inviting me to be on today. Thank you. And hello, everyone.
Hello.
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 Okay. I wanted to let everybody. Go ahead.
May I just say that I heard you already, and it's been very interesting to listen. I am one who has supported the Asian Chamber of Commerce in the past, and I just want to applaud you for the things that you're doing. I serve on the Economic Development Committee for the state of Georgia in the Senate, on the Senate side, and so I would love to offer my assistance in anything that you need me to do.
Thank you so much, Senator. This is the President. We are honored to hear you say that, and we look forward to our, you know, future association affiliation, and then, you know, offering of this assistance means a lot to us. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Look forward to it.
Thank you. Yeah, okay. So you got, Neera, you're not the only person harassed to get on the show, too, see? See? You feel like you got it happening now, right? Right? Told you. I'm absolutely persistent. But we really want to thank the senator for taking out the time and her schedule. I wanted to just kind of let you all know that, you know, you might not think that people are not listening or not looking, but the world is looking at this Southeast chapter. I am so proud to know you two divas. Because y'all, they walked up in this office with some product person. They walked into the office. I was like, oh, my goodness. I was like, they kind of see little me. So I really appreciate it. These are some very down-to-earth people. They're very busy people, but they're so it's almost like talking to them is like talking to your sister. So if you do want to contact the chamber, how can people get in contact with the chamber that's on the first half of this show? How can people call and maybe communicate with you, or what's the best way to communicate to the listening audience for them to help support you? Because you see, people are here to support this chamber and all the chambers, but in Atlanta, that's how we do it. How can people get in contact with you guys?
Yes, Karima, I will give the website, of course. That's where to begin, www.uspaacc-se.com. So USPAC-Southeast-Southeast.com, that's the website. And, of course, my number is on there, 404-660-0116. They can call the office, 770-622-1511. So that's where they start, and then I will then reroute them to appropriate people, our membership director, Lorreen Gregory. So that's where it all begins. They can, of course, start by asking they're interested, or send an email. So that's the best way to get started. And if they are Asian American business owners or organizations, corporations, there are, I hear, about 27 or so, Sandeep, you can correct me if I'm wrong, of Fortune 1000 or Fortune 100, Fortune 500 companies sitting right in Atlanta, headquartered right here. So there's a wonderful, wonderful connection. It's easy for Southeast Chapter to make those connections and align this with our mission.
Absolutely. And the confirmed sponsors was Allstate, Avis Budget, Group Capital One, Coca-Cola, Denny's, Duke Energy, DuPont Enterprises, Holdings, Google, Hilton Worldwide, Home Depot, Hyatt Hotels, of course, Ingersoll Rand, J.P. Morgan, Kellogg's, Marriott International, MGM Resorts International, National Capital Contracting, Northrop Group, Pepsi, Sampath, SunTrust, Time Warner, UPS was big there. You guys had him as a speaker, Wells Fargo, Walmart, Win-Win Products, and Wyndham Worldwide. And I'm sure there's a lot more, but this is based on the press release that was received when this first hit. And you guys had the conference chair was with Mr. Abney, right?
That's right, UPS CEO. UPS CEO was the chair of the conference, that's right. And I would like to talk for a day before the conference as well. The welcome reception that Rhea alluded to, that was attended by about 310 people at Coca-Cola headquarters in North Avenue. And the venue was just spectacular, gorgeous, and people were just in awe of the venue. It was so beautiful. So we thank Coca-Cola for opening their doors to us. And it was a real, real experience with Southern Hospitality for all our out-of-towner guests who had come to attend the conference here for the first time. So that kicked off. It was a magical night. And I had the guest list was Attorney General Sam Olens was present with his wife. We had Indian Consul General, Mr. Nagesh Singh, British Consul General, Mr. Jeremy Pillmore Bedford. We had Georgia Supreme Court Justice Carol Hunstein, Federal Court Judges, Judge Ann Barnes, Carla Wong McMillan, and I'm trying to remember those names. So these are our guest list, you can imagine. So they all came into, you know, for our support and welcome everybody to Southern Hospitality. And of course, Atlanta City Council President Caesar Mitchell was there, who presented the token of appreciation to our national president, Susan Allen.
You know, if I may add, Neera, to that, you really had Coca-Cola sponsoring that event with Prudential as the key sponsors. And, you know, and Atlanta Braves actually gave the complimentary gifts, and we made sure that anybody who came in went back as a Braves fan with a Braves cap on.
And I also would like to add that I thought it was so amazing. Of course, we have all these global names, and there were some local small business owners who also sponsored the welcome reception, such as Mirabal and Associates, also International Farmers Market, Urban Spice, and so many more. And that was really magical to see big corporate names as well as the small business owners coming together to sponsor such a movement.
That's right, and that includes Sandeep's company. You know, that shows you that we support, and your parents, the owners of Farmers Market, that's coming to Austell, Georgia, very soon. And so this shows you our commitment both with time and funds. So this organization is very, very fortunate to have, you know, many people on the board that maybe next time, Karima, like we talked about, we can have a whole council or a panel of our board members. So we will arrange that next show.
I want to talk about one person that we have not mentioned.
Okay.
The incredible woman who started this entire thing, our national president of the USPAACC, Ms. Susan I. Allen, is that's how you say her name?
Susan R. Allen, that's correct. And
that
by the way,
she's
also an immigration attorney, or she was practicing immigration attorney until she got really, really busy with this organization. So she's also a lawyer.
Oh, I can only imagine. I mean, she's signing Hong Kong MOU trade agreements for the Development Council and all that. I mean, this woman's vision 30 years ago, I'm a harasser. Let her know. You think about the seed that she planted so many years ago with this vision to bring inclusion and diversity to so that her constituents that she, you know, came here and didn't just give up. She put all her, you know, eggs in one basket, and she has come up with a nice omelet. I mean, she has a very nice mixture, you know, and it's a great economic impact for the city of Atlanta and the state of Georgia. I mean, just with this particular partnership that leveraged the Hong Kong strategic regional positioning, it has a commercial effect, a financial logistical effect, a business service effect. I mean, it is a huge thing. We're going to get into that a little bit, you know, another show. But I wanted everybody to know how powerful that this Southeast chapter is. I mean, I know the other chapters are cool too. I ain't met them, but I know we walk.
Absolutely.
Yes, Karima, I was going to add that, you know, thank you so much for your kind words in appreciation of Susan Allen. Of course, she's our pillar of strength. She's held all chapters together. Not only that, she has united all these major chambers nationally, meaning that NMSDC president was there, Hispanic Chamber president was there, Black Chamber of Commerce president was there, and trying to see the fourth one, NGLCC. So she had all four chambers, major chambers, invited and recognized on the stage. I think it was the luncheon or gala night. Sandeep helped me remember. There were four of them there.
So gala night.
860 mm-hmm. people were witnessing that it's not one person can do it. We all collaborate together for bigger good for our community. So that's Susan Allen. And of course, it trickled down to the chapters, and which is why at our welcome reception, I had the local president of Black Chamber of Commerce. I had San Diego from Hispanic Chamber of Commerce.
Right.
I had, yes, so Jennifer Lutz from AGLCC, our local chamber president. So we were all united under one roof.
So, Nita, while we are on that topic, if I may just add on to that this year, the US-backed National Conference, you know, was actually there was a partnership that was done with the Technology Association of Georgia and Ty, the Indus entrepreneur. And that partnership actually worked out very well because we have a mission in Georgia to get out the message that Georgia is a key technology state in the U.S. And in partnership with USPAC, we were able to organize a CTO-CIO forum, which was led by Robert Hendricks, who is the CTO-CIO of McKesson. Bart Wood from Southern Company was part of his panel discussion. And in the afternoon, you know, to project that Georgia is a healthcare IT place, we also had a healthcare panel, you know, that was again conducted by Robert Hendricks. Both of these discussions were again very, very well received, you know, and so much so that going forward, USPAC has decided, you know, to take on the CTO CIO panel as an ongoing basis to be added to the programming. The second thing that transpired in partnership with the Indus entrepreneur and Mr. Ashish Thakur, you know, of that organization was intimately involved, not only all through the planning process, but also provided leadership in terms of conducting the ideas marketplace, where budding entrepreneurs were able to come in and present new ideas. As part of that session, there were over 10 applications, you know, that were received for it. And on the final day, three presented, and the awards were made to the winning entrepreneur, you know, in terms of being able to, essentially cash awards were given to them. But I think with the leadership of Ty and USPAC coming together, we were again able to show the innovation that U.S. PAC in partnering with local organizations like the Technology Association of Georgia and TAI is able to bring to the table. So I think that indeed, again, was very, very well received by the members.
Yes.
And I also would like to add,
this is Senator James. I just wanted to say that I'm very happy to hear that Georgia had some participation in this, because Georgia is definitely welcoming you and open for business and wanting to do everything we can to enhance our entrepreneurs and business leaders internationally as well. And I know they've done a lot of business with the Asian community and continue to open their hearts to all so that we can have a win-win situation when working together. So I am on that Economic Development Committee. I did not attend. I'm sorry I knew nothing about it, but I hope when you mention the people who came next year that you will add some of the legislators like myself, because I'd love to come. And there are many of us who look at tax credits and look at other areas to try to help businesses. I'm very proud that I got an A rating. You know, they rate all of the legislators on your legislation every year. And I did get an A rating from the Metro Atlanta Chamber of Commerce. So I think I am a Democrat, so I must be the only Democrat that got something above a C or D. So I was very happy. I was very happy that they know that some of us work with both sides of the aisle and with all people all over Georgia, and no matter where you originated from. So please know that we want to hear more about you. We want to be an integral part of your success. So let us know.
No, I actually really want to give out a shout out to Tag and Ty especially, and Tino Mantella, from Tag, absolutely phenomenal in his support. His team with Amanda, who's the chief operating officer, was available. And they brought in some of the best of Georgia to the conference. And
very nice. And I would also like to add that Mayor Reed, he has an initiative, Welcoming Atlanta. Senator James, are you aware of it? I'm sure. It's Welcoming Atlanta Initiative.
Yes, I'm very aware. I'm very aware of it, actually.
Perfect. So which is why his office was represented as well by the head of that, the leader, I would say director of that initiative, Luisa Cardona. She's an attorney by profession, but she has that initiative. So she was present as well. So mayor's office was represented. Mayor had sent us a video welcoming Atlanta. So it was really, really awesome. And I'm so sorry that we missed. Did not know, we would love to continue your involvement as you offered very generously. So we would be definitely keep you involved and keep you updated and have you big part of U.S. PAC Southeast chapter.
Very good.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Senator.
No, I've completed. Go ahead, please.
I just wanted to also just let everybody know that people like Cargill was there. I think the gentleman, Trong Thai,
yes,
he was a part of the event representing, I guess, PepsiCo. And then I think another gentleman that you guys had, I'm not sure, was it Brian Wong, was he attending to? From Kip,
Brian Wong was a under 40 millionaire, 25-year-old, I would say kid, of course, and he was so dynamic. He Sandeep, again, can you speak to the app? He had, I would let you do that, because since you're the IT guy, you can probably speak better to that, but we were just impressed by how these kids are coming up with these new discoveries and new, so that was the highlight of that luncheon. So Sandeep, please speak about that as well, Brian Wong.
Sure. No, actually, Neera, if I may, I may say that the quality of our keynote speakers at each of the events was just phenomenal.
That's right, from
Brian Wong to Juan Perez, who is the CIO of UPS. It was just truly captivating in the messages that they had to convey. So Brian, of course, has a digital marketing app that shows up as banners on mobile devices, and he's picked up several large clients who are interested, you know, in the solution that he has basically brought to the market. Just great to see his passion. And then Juan Perez, you know, who is the CIO of UPS, was able to narrate his story on how he basically grew through hardship and where he is, you know, at UPS, all through, you know, his dedication, commitment to be successful, and his messaging was very, very well received again, you know, by...
Sandeep, did he say that he was lifting, he was a truck, what did he say, if I didn't miss it, truck driver at UPS, and today he started that, right?
Yeah, all of us at UPS do that, or when I was at UPS, I did that too, Neera. But you know, those are all very humbling experiences.
That's
why I think folks at UPS bleed brown blood, right? So,
that's right. Absolutely. The Artec was there too. They were a part of the Fast 100 Awards. They did a wonderful job with Rangina Padua. She's the CEO. She was a part of the... I told you all I was at the conference. Well, don't sound shocked. I wasn't there, Ms. Neera, but I was there on TV.
I'm just wondering. I know.
I attended the conference. I'm telling you, the company that did all the tweets, it was a way for people that could not get there, like myself. And Artec did a wonderful job as far as what we can see is, you know, they supported, thought it was a lovely few days, educational sessions and networking. That they put a shout out there to you guys, and I believe the company is you know, one of the number one companies in the country. Am I correct?
The company
Artec,
which
Artec.
So I think that as part of the Fast 100, Karima, there are 100 Asian American businesses that are recognized as part
right.
of it, and Artec was one of them. So,
okay.
You know, along with Artec, there are 99 others that deserve recognition along the same lines.
Okay.
And so I think it's just good for us to be able to share that, you know, collectively, these 100 Fast Asian American companies contribute over, I believe the number is $3.7 billion of revenue.
Correct.
To the economy. And I think that is really what is noteworthy. Karima, in terms of the contributions that are being made by the community and how these businesses are having a positive impact in the upliftment of our society. And that's really the message, you know, that we want to resonate, you know, as we go forward.
Yeah, and I think that the 44% growth rate in revenue with the $3 billion as the Fast 100 Asian American businesses is what I was trying to allude to. Because, you know, this is a unique opportunity to just run it up the flagpole and let people know that the Southeast chapter is rocking. I'm serious. I had nothing else against the other chapters, but we do it big down here. I just love this. I think you guys
like,
are helping me recover.
And truly, this is testimony to Neera's leadership. And so Neera, great job. You know, without your leadership and to pull all this together, it wouldn't have been possible.
Well, thank you for your support. I have a wonderful team of board members and regional advisory committee members, and I'm proud to say, Karima, that our commitment, so we had four past presidents right by my side, Sandeep being one, Naheed Sai is another one,
mm-hmm.
Satish Anand was there. So four of us were there, shows you our commitment for many, many years, because we do believe in the cause and the good work we are trying to do for our Asian American small business owners to connect them with the corporate America. So I'm very proud to have my team around me. And Rhea, of course, got on board, and she's our social media, what can I say about her? So I'm very, very proud that we've had a wonderful team of board members continuing to support our national organization.
And
Nita, I
also
wanted to give it out to... Go ahead.
And Nita, if I may add, actually the U.S. PAC is an all-inclusive organization. It is not just made for Asian American businesses.
That's true. Yeah,
okay,
minority.
We already know that. That's why she's on the radio with us. Everybody know that. We ain't got to do that disclaimer. They came to us to the radio station.
And
we know that already.
Also, it was really thanks to Nira opening some new doors. I'm so proud to say that I have the CPO of Nissan in the morning yoga class that I taught 2 days in a row. And he also sent me pictures and sharing with Susan Allen in DC as well how much he enjoyed that experience. And that was such a novel experience to be able to do that. And under the theme of this US PAC being a connecting space for everyone, the third day, we had a scholarship award, and
yes.
It was youth leaders, you know, the GQ youth leaders coming from all different parts of the world. We had Brooklyn Boop Boop in the house. We had Nevada. It was just every student from all over, and I think that we really owe that to pioneering leaders like Nira and Susan and Sandeep, because you know, when you look at that, it's not so many years later that these youth leaders will come as the keynote speaker, as a 25-year-old. And then we have such a range group. For example, my brother was a 100 FACT recipient, and we also had other people who come from different age brackets and different backgrounds, and that there was nothing like that. So thank you so much, Nira and Susan and Sandeep.
Pleasure.
All right. It feels good,
okay,
doesn't
well,
it? It all that time, Karima, that, you know, while we were organizing it, it's so much work. And sometimes Sandeep and Rhea both can vouch for that when we are back and forth, text, email, phone calls late. And, you know, you think, oh, my gosh, when is it going to end? But I tell you, everything, while when we saw all this, it's worth every second that we spent on it. So we feel so good when good things come out of it. So really, all that hard work,
absolutely,
blood, sweat, paid off.
It has. It really has. And I want to thank you all again for coming on to Latin Mix Radio. We're woman-owned and owned radio station. And we just really appreciate all of you all, plus the Senator, Donzella James, on with us as well, and all the other people that's listening on Facebook, Twitter. I mean, it is blowing up. And the thing about it is this conference is going to resonate not just past today, because I'm going to harass you every month to have you come on the show and come on and come on and come on.
It's our pleasure, Karima. Thank you. Yeah, we appreciate
You're quite welcome.
Yes, thank you.
You're quite welcome. Well, I want everybody, one more time, to let everybody know how to get in contact with you. Again, and contact the chamber again with the phone number, website, and phone number to the office, if you don't mind.
Sure. It's www.uspac-southeast.com, our website, se.com.
Okay.
And the phone number to call is 404-660-0116. And our email, well, email can be nira@uspac-southeast.com.
Okay. You can also go to our website at Atlanta Mix Radio or at the Atlanta Mix Radio and click on the link, and you guys can be able to, all my listening people can listen to this particular broadcast. We'll be rebroadcast on all our networks across the country, Chicago, Philly, and across the country and across the world. We want to thank you all for tuning in. I know I've had you on the phone for a minute, and I truly appreciate it. We've been able to navigate with some hope and prayers from some other technology individuals that I reached out to out of Greece. It's called COST, COST-OS. They are one of the sponsors for this particular show today. David Neely, who is the national, I'm sorry, the U.S., you know, for this continent. He's the president and of the particular group, and the software and the folks are out of Greece, and want to thank them for being a part of the show segment and sponsoring this particular show. I want to reach out to them and let them know that we appreciate it. It's a good opportunity for you all to reach back within our community to partner up with the U.S. PAC. There's one other thing, and I know you guys have to go, but how important is certification?
Oh, certification is absolutely imperative for small businesses to be able to do. Those large corporations look for those certifications, adds credibility that we have tested, vetted, and they say who they are. So US PAC certification, just like NMSDC certifications and WeBank certifications, is also very, very important. Helps you. Helps the Asia small business owner to do business with the large corporations. And the process is very simple. Of course, you know, it's on website, it's on national website as well, how to proceed with that, how to apply for US PAC certification.
And Karima, okay, we'll have more workshops and other events coming up. This is not the end and be all. We have other things coming up. And at that time, we would love to share more information with you. We also have the Southeast Chapter Facebook page coming very soon, so be on the lookout for that. And I know the senator missed this event, but we'd love to have her on one of the panels in the future as well.
Thank you. I would love to. Can I just say that I read about the Hong Kong Trade Development Council's memorandum of understanding, and I wanted to applaud you on it. I think this is great. I know it was to boost business ties, but include Georgia in making sure you get all the proper permits, you get everything that you need to do immediately, and you can do that through our committee, and I would love to help anyone who needs to have any individual help as well.
Thank you, Senator
Thank
James,
you.
And I would love to reach you offline, and we
yes.
can connect with you and maybe have a meeting. That would be great.
Okay, and I've been to Seoul, Korea at least 30 times in the past, and I look forward to continuing to go not just to Korea, but all throughout the Asian nations.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Well, we want to get out of here. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Atlanta Mix Radio, WAMR. That's our call letter. And thank everybody again. And the gentleman that is the consultant, is there any way to contact you as well?
Yes. My full name is Sandeep, Sandeep. Last name Gauba, Gauba. And my cell phone is 678-357-7064.
Okay. And Ms. Kim, would you like to put your information out there too?
Sure. We're always accepting sponsorships for U.S. PAC all year around. So if you have any questions about that, please give me a call on my cell phone, 516-426-8831.
Sounds like a winner. So I want to thank everybody. I'm going to finish my show for the rest of the next 41 minutes. I want to thank everybody for tuning in.
Miles. Honey, Thank he's still
you.
Not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah. Maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I was sensitive to lights and sounds, so I built secret hiding places where they couldn't get in. Sometimes, I did the same things over and over, until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve! It's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. AdoptUSKids.
Sitting here talking with the Asian U.S. American Chamber of Commerce. Got on the line today, we got the Senator Dunzel James. Want to welcome her back to the show. And also have our sponsor, David Neely from COS-OS. Mr. Neely, he's the president of the technology company. He's also the proud sponsor for this segment of the show. Mr. Neely, welcome to the call.
Oh, thank you, Karima.
All right, then. So wanted to get you back in on the conversation. We got some people that have been talking to us about technology, and we have the senator on. Mr. Neely, could you please tell everybody about the company? I guess you guys are out of Greece, as well as your position.
Yeah, actually, the owners of a company called Nomatet, New Open Mind Technologies, they live in Athens, Greece, and they founded Nomatech in 2006. They incorporated in the UK in 2011. And 10 years ago, they released a software used for estimating construction projects, everything from buildings to oil and gas and power construction, as well as infrastructure. And I had been in the industry for over 20 years with a leading product in the U.S. That company was acquired by another company, and the product ultimately was taken off the market. So 2 years ago, I began to look around for the most innovative estimating software on the planet, one that I felt like represented a good migration path for my customers of many years. And I selected the COS-OS software platform and subsequently partnered with one of the stakeholders in a previous company to launch a new company in Memphis, Tennessee, and we named it after the product, COS-OS. And today we're represented in over 45 countries, and everyone is very excited about what we're introducing to the market for, again, estimating construction projects.
Wonderful. And one of the things that I wanted to share with you was that one of the most exciting thing that I see that's happening is that the Asian Chamber brought about 800 people to the Atlanta area, and they have opened up a trade agreement, a trade MOU to work within Hong Kong and bringing technology, logistics, business services, trade and capital and finances to the region. So this is the Southeast chapter, which represents the group that you're with down there in Memphis as well.
Right.
One of the things that we want to share with you is that I have the Senator Gonzalez James on. She represents the foreign. Could you tell us again what your board you sit on, too, ma'am?
I sit on the Economic Development Committee. I'm also the Interstate Corporation chairperson for the State Senate, but I represent Metropolitan Atlanta area.
of Fulton and Douglas County. But I'm a state senator, and I'm so glad to hear all of the things that your company is now offering. And I would love to talk to you because some of the people in Africa who have been coming here for infrastructure, help, and for assistance in many of the areas all seem, I don't know if you do business in Africa, but it seems that all of the things you were naming are the things that they're seeking.
Certainly, yeah. Yeah, we have presence in Africa and representation by some other global companies. The thing that impressed me about the Nomatech company is the partnerships that they've developed with some very large, far-reaching global companies that also represent this same product outside of the Americas. And we all work closely together to facilitate good implementations, successful implementations. And certainly while we can, while we focus primarily on estimating, the ability to pass estimate data into scheduling software such as Primavera and Microsoft Project in order to produce schedules, and then take that into cost control software, earned value management, and ultimately interact with your accounting ERP software. So it really runs, you know, from one end to the other. And, you know, my pitch has always been buy the best product for the people that are going to use it. So the estimating group needs that best product, and the scheduling group needs theirs. The project management, project control team, certainly there's products out there that they've identified as the leaders in the industry. And then accounting software like, well, there's many of them out there. I won't name names, but anyway.
Well, very good.
And I think what separates our company from others is how we've adopted technology. It used to be that estimators would unroll blueprints and take rulers and color pencils and do manual calculations, you know, how much concrete is needed in a bridge or a building, how many brick do you need, and it was a very painstaking effort. And then the contractors began to put these blueprints on digitizer boards to electronically measure, and that's migrated into on-screen takeoff, where you're pulling up PDF and TIFF files and measuring using your mouse and keyboard. But I think more recently, over the last 10 years, has really been the adoption of building information modeling, where people are building projects on a computer first,
right,
and doing right, clash detection. To, you know, it's a whole lot less expensive to fix problems on a computer before you get out into the job site and find out that you have problems. So, and what our company has done has we have embedded a cost database and intelligent assemblies, the estimating, we've embedded the 2D takeoff component along with an embedded 3D capability. And most products require that a contractor would have three or four different softwares to do what we're able to do in one software. And I think that's primarily the difference in what we're excited about.
Excellent. Wonderful. Well, please, I hope I'll get a chance to talk to you or either get a website and look at more. And please know that I and the state of Georgia is here for you.
Oh, good. Well, I appreciate that and your support, and would love to continue a conversation and understand how I can help the state of Georgia and the construction community.
Okay. Well, you're very impressive, so I look forward to hearing more about what you're doing. Thank you.
Okay.
The thing I wanted to chime in on is that the relationship that's been built based on not just this particular Celebra Asian event, but in contrast to being able to work with people globally and have a resources for individuals who are looking. I see that the senator mentioned that working with people in the African countries, technology is something that's been lacking. And this is how resources are pulled together. This is one thing that Atlanta Mixers is about, is business relationships, building businesses globally over the air and making contact with individuals who would never want to know anything about each other. And so we want to thank Mr. Lee and Senator James and Mirabal and Ms. Kim and the U.S. PAC. And this is the lucrative thing is that I come from the software industry as an estimator. So that's my relationship with Mr. Neely as well, understanding the software that he spilled blood over for 25 years and working with this new software, which is a phenomenal piece of software that that we use. And we're able to adapt that into all sorts of needs for the end user. So the end user, one of the things that Mr. Lee was talking about was that for capital improvement projects is one thing that that this software could be utilized for to help, you know, bring the state of Georgia or your project within a budget. So you'll know what your estimates are looking at before you start putting out all this money, and then the project goes under before you get to the street. So that's one of the reasons why it was so important, because, you know, the building and the infrastructure that's taking place in Atlanta is phenomenal. Some of the things that the senator has done to bring economic development and projects to the area would be a great fit for cost off. Am I saying that correctly, Mr. Haley?
Well, some people call it cost-os. I call it cost-os.
Cost-os.
There you go.
Cost-os. But it's a unique opportunity to bring technology, government, chambers like this, and opportunities that has presented themselves because of the fact that we are all connected in some kind of way. This social media portion is one part, but I believe radio and podcasting is the most exclusive thing that's out there. We're very proud to be able to allow people to listen to this podcast later on and be able to get relationships built from that and be able to go and talk with the senator about some of her projects that she's looking to support, the constituents she's looking to support, and Mr. New, some of the projects that you're looking to support. We've been on a while, and I wanted to thank everybody for calling in. Mr. Neely, how do people get in contact with you, and how can they get a demonstration of the software?
Well, probably the easiest thing to do is go to the website, and it's www.cost-os.com. So it's cost-os or cost-os.com, and there's lots of information and videos and email and a phone number, and you can request demonstration materials.
Okay, and you guys will come out to the different customers as well.
No, certainly yes.
Okay.
We travel quite a bit.
Okay, yeah, you're on the road yourself, and I appreciate you taking the time out in between flights and jumping onto the show and being one of the sponsors.
Appreciate the opportunity. Yeah.
Oh, you know how we do, Mr. Newman. I harass you just like I harass the rest of them. Hey, what can I say?
There you go.
I haven't waited for after all these years.
We go back a long way.
Absolutely. And I want to thank you as well as the owner, the president of the company, in supporting our small business and that's what it's all about. Just being able to empower and small, you know, do things within the community and not knowing how that's going to spark in the end. You know, that's the most, I like being able to do that. I really wanted everybody to know that you were coming on as tenors. I wanted everybody to let you know, but it was a surprise to them, for them to, you know, to have you guys jump online and be a part of the show as well. I thank you all. I know both of you all are really busy, and you know I'm going to continue to harass you throughout the rest of my time I have here on this planet, but we're going to take care of myself a little bit better so I won't be having these mild heart attacks.
Oh, my, yes.
Yeah,
no more,
yeah. So
please.
We're convinced now. God is in control. So thank you all, everybody, for tuning in to the show. We're going to get out of here at this particular hour. Going to play a couple of our sponsored ads that we have. Thank you all for tuning to the WMR Atlanta Mix Radio. We're very proud to be members of the NGLC Chamber of Commerce. That is how our relationship built with the U.S. PAC. My family is a certified NGLCC, certified firm with the NGLCC, which is the National Gay and Lesbian Chamber out of D.C. Those relationships spun into being able to be present with the U.S. PAC and other various national global organizations that we deal with as well. So thank you all for tuning in. Want to get out of here, and if anybody has any way that they want to come on to the show, you can call 678-789-6095, or you can call in as a guest at 516-887-1251. I want to thank everybody, and happy Ramadan Mubarak. I'm fasting. I appreciate your prayer and all of that. So happy Ramadan to all my Muslim brothers and sisters, and assalamu alaikum. You all have a great evening.
Amen.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I was sensitive to lights and sounds, so I built secret hiding places where they couldn't get in. Sometimes, I did the same things over and over, until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Keep a little talking to man to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve! It's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org, a public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Up there beyond the sky. It's been come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I could last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know
or in dreads, don't you ever drop your head. Let it be raised to the clouds, which is its rightful place, and let nothing less than the look of pride decorate your beautiful black face. Black jewel, created in endless shades of colors and hues, when God created the rainbow, he must have been inspired by you.
Let you hear to
Fantasy Sports Contest.
contests and generate more sales. Restaurants, bars, hotels, auto dealerships, real estate offices, whatever your business, fantasy sports contests can help you increase your sales and bring you more loyal customers. Visit Fantify.com or call 888-55-SPORT. Our software lets you customize contests fast and easy for your brand. That's right. Visit Fantify.com or call 888-55-SPORT. That's 888-55-SPORT or visit Fantify.com.
With the HKTDC,
using the Commerce Education Foundation. You all signed an MOU on June 2nd at this conference, which is a historical opportunity, not just for your chapter, but for people all over the region. Am I correct?
The U.S. PAC Party is absolutely correct. And I'd love to learn more about the there was a conference in Greece that you mentioned, Karima. I wasn't able to hear very clearly.
No, the company is out of Greece.
The company. Okay, awesome.
And I was letting my listeners know that the MOU was signed at the summit. Was a historical opportunity for the region, not just the chamber itself, but for the entire region.
Okay, I'm sorry, well, I wasn't able to hear the.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear the last few words, but I think I can make out of it when I listen to the context. I'll just listen.
Okay, you guys hold on for just a minute. I got some technical difficulties in my mic here. Just hold on one moment.
Okay.
Didn't I do something the last 7 minutes of my show? My mic and everything starts to fumble around. Must be tired. Must be tired and hungry. All right, then. Okay, so I cleared that up. Welcome back again to the WMR radio. I guess it's almost like a workshop. It's been like an online workshop. It's been really, really interesting, Kim. It was just, I mean, we had people on. We had the president on. We had the past president on. And then the phone lines were backed up. That's why people could not been able to call in. Because Ms. Blue was trying to call in, and several other people have been emailing us stating that they were trying to get online. So this has been really, really huge for WMR to be able to cover this. And I wanted to just kind of let everybody know that Cost Us is our sponsor for this particular show as well. And that young lady that just came back on with us is a part of the U.S. PAC, the Southeast Chapter. And we were talking earlier about some of the economic opportunities that was created, not just for the big businesses. One thing that you alluded to was like your family business. Your family is bringing their business to the region too. Am I correct?
Yeah. So my name is Rhea Kim. I am on the board with the Southeast Chapter of U.S. PAC, and I'm an attorney, and I also serve as the in-house counsel for my family-owned business, which is an international farmers market. And my brother was one of the recipients for 100 nationally selected fastest-growing Asian American business owners, and we also sponsor the welcome reception. So what I alluded to was how amazing it is to have global names such as UPS, Hyatt, Delta, sponsor the event, as well as the sponsorships coming from small minority-owned businesses.
Okay, and that really brought an opportunity for small businesses to work with large companies such as UPS and Wells Fargo, and companies like Cross OS. And your family business, and you know, it's just a great opportunity to have a good synergy of people that would never have an opportunity to ever meet ever. So it's bigger than economics. It's a social conscious movement that the chamber has provided. One of the things I was very blessed with was having a relationship with Mr. Neely, being a part of a global company, technology company like Cost Us, and being able to call him last night and say, hey, I need you to sponsor the show. And he's like, well, Karima, you know me. Let's do it.
Fabulous. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Ms. Neely, you got the floor.
Oh, hey. Yeah, Rhea, it's really good to meet you. I was trying to find you online, and perhaps I can send Karima my, well, she has my email address, but I'd love her to forward that so you'll know how to contact me, and perhaps I can in some way help you to meet your goals and initiatives, either locally or abroad.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We
right.
would very much appreciate that offer. We have other events coming up for the rest of this year, and this annual conference will take place again next year. And as mentioned many times before, USPAC really stands for Global Unity, and the Southeast chapter is beyond just Georgia. It's Tennessee, Alabama, the Carolinas, and Florida. So we have events that are coming up in Florida as well and the Carolinas. So I would love to share that information with you.
Oh, yeah. I've traveled the Southeast extensively for the past 20 years, and I know my way around. So just tell me where to show up.
Well,
okay.
Everybody will
awesome.
Have to know that you will be, you can find all your information, everybody, with me constantly harassing this woman. There will be interviews coming up, leading up to all the events, and we're going to make sure everybody knows about it. You can contact Nira Ball at the PAC corporate headquarters here in Atlanta, as well as just go to the website, and you guys can contact the PAC there. They're very open people that will get in contact with you all back. They're very busy, but they will communicate. So I want to thank you all for just connecting back into the show. I want to thank everybody for their prayers towards me from this little setback that I've had. But we'll be going forward. I want to get out of here again. One more time, we're going to get out of here, and we thank everybody for tuning in to the WAMR Radio, the WAMR Celeb Asian 16, hosted by the U.S. PAC South Chapter, and also the Hong Kong MOU trade agreement that was signed at this particular event, a historical opportunity for the entire country and for the Southeast. So thank you all very much for coming back in to the show. We're going to get out of here one more time.
Thank you.
Miles, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I was sensitive to lights and sounds, so I built secret hiding places where they couldn't get in. Sometimes, I did the same things over and over, until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Keep a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve! It's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org, a public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.